أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سأصليه سقر وما أدراك ما سقر لا تبقي ولا تذر لواحة للبشر عليها 19 صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى continues to speak about the fate of Walid ibn Mughira. One was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا, that we will cause him to climb the mount of Sa'ud. And according to the commentators, Sa'ud is a mountain in the fire of Jahannam, or a hillock in the fire of Jahannam that is slippery. And when a person attempts to climb it, that person will slip down and there will never be an escape from the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the kind of punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mete out to him. سَأُسْلِيهِ سَقَرْ, Allah says, I shall cast him into Saqar. Saqar refers to the fire of Jahannam, and hence that will be his destination and his abode. But what is the Saqar, and what is the kind of treatment and the kind of punishment that one will get in Saqar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ, what will explain to you, what will make you understand, do you know what is Saqar? لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ, in two words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la tubqi, it would neither spare, wala tadhar, nor would it leave. It will not spare any part or any portion of the body, and it will not leave anyone that is in it. In other words, again, that person will not get any relief from it. And number two, there is no escape from it. Now, in explaining this ayah, La tubqi wala tadhar, ulama have explained that the fire, Saqar, will burn the person, not only the outer part of the person, but the entire body will be burnt, the intestines, all the nerves and everything of the body will be burnt, to the extent that some have narrated that the bone of the shin, like how when a person puts a rod, an iron rod or a steel rod into fire, it becomes red. Like that, the bone of the bottom part of the leg will also become so red, to show that that fire will not even leave the bones of that person, and everything will be burnt. And then further elaborating that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرِ, it will scorch, it will burn the entire skin, or it will burn the entire of a human. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that this is how the fire of Jahannam will burn, and there will be no sparing, there will be no leaving out of any limb, of absolutely no part of the body. In some ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains when the fire of Jahannam burns just the skin of a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha, that when the skin burns, then that skin will be replaced. And like that, ulama say that the body will be replaced and burnt again. Hazrat Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he explained this ayat, kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha, that one skin burns, and then in a moment, in a second, this happens 100 times, that the skin of the person is totally burnt, and then the skin is replaced in a second 100 times. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahumullah used to say, in one day it happens 70,000 times. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replaces it. Now in this world we see that a person has a burn, then after a long while that skin begins to repair itself. But there it will happen so frequently, so often, so quickly, showing the intensity of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ. And then Allah says, upon it, upon the fire of Jahannam will be 19. 19 refers to 19 guardians or 19 guards or 19 angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have appointed upon the fire of Jahannam. And hence, ulama have explained this in a very unique way. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels. Allah created them without any need. Allah created them pure. But one thing about an angel is this, that when that angel is given a task, on the one hand, the angel will never fail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that task, will never violate the command of Allah, will never have any laxities or shortfalls or deficiencies in so far as fulfilling that command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. But that is the only task that that angel will be able to do. For example, Malakul Maut, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, he is charged to take out the ruh, or is the angel of death, he is in charge of death. But he will never be able to place the ruh into a person. That is his specific duty. Each angel that has been given a duty, the angel that is given the duty and charged with the duty of rain, can only do that, or whatever else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will charge that particular angel. But that angel cannot do anything else. Like that, in the fire of Jahannam, there will be 19 different punishments that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will mete out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed these 19 angels, which will be in charge of these particular duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Now, one important aspect is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ, is because the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, they used to think that they will be able to overcome all this. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to their thoughts, that they thought that they were strong enough. But hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, you will never be able to overcome these angels. You will never be able to overpower these angels, because they are not your kind, and they are not your kind of creation. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gives us another glimpse of the fire of Jahannam, the punishment of that part which is called Sakhar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by way of Walid ibn Mughira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the kind of punishment that a person will face in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.